USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is gearing up to release 15 million barrels of oil from its strategic reserve as energy prices are on the rise once again. The barrels are the final group of the 180 million announced in March. The majority of Republicans are not a fan of the release, including Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul, who claims it's a national security issue.
It's not the political petroleum reserve. He's playing politics with this national security asset that we have that's really developed really for a time of war.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Russian President Vladimir Putin is declaring martial law in four regions of Ukraine. On national TV Wednesday, Putin saying he was announcing martial law in the regions he illegally annexed to formalize this regime within the framework of Russian legislation. More than half of Americans believe the federal government has too much power. That's according to 54% of people who took part in a Gallup survey on the question. The number hovered around 55% going back to 2017. The Sanibel Causeway is reopening Wednesday, 3 weeks after Hurricane Ian made it impassable.
These repairs, while temporary, are really going to help get the residents of this island back on track. They're going to be able to go and be at their property, going to be able to help with the restoration efforts.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis saying crews have been working around the clock to make repairs to complete the project. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is beginning debt relief efforts for 13,000 farmers. This comes 2 months after the Inflation Reduction Act was signed into law, which allocates $3.1 billion to distressed borrowers with operations at financial risk. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A gubernatorial candidate out west is receiving a big endorsement.
Arizona's Republican gubernatorial nominee Carrie Lake received a new endorsement from former Hawaii representative and now ex-Democrat Tulsi Gabbard. Lake said she's honored to have the endorsement. However, the newly independent Gabbard isn't stopping there. She announced she would also campaign alongside Arizona's Republican Senate nominee Blake Masters. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
NFL owners began their latest round of meetings in New York on Tuesday under a growing call for the league to force Washington Commanders owner Dan Snyder out. The league looking into several investigations regarding the Commanders and Snyder, ranging from sexual misconduct to financial impropriety. Indianapolis Colts owner Jim Irsay tells reporters he thinks there's grounds to remove Snyder.
You know, it's a difficult situation. You know, I believe there's merit to remove him as owner.
A Commanders spokesperson calling Irsay's comments inappropriate. 24 of 32 NFL owners would need to vote for Snyder's removal. There's more than a half a billion dollars on the line in Wednesday night's Powerball drawing. It's been 11 weeks since anyone matched all of the winning numbers in the multi-state lottery. That has pushed tonight's estimated jackpot up to at least $508 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.